So World Superbike is back this weekend at Magny-Cours in France, and just about time, isn't it? Because we've had 5 weeks with no racing, plenty of other action going on in motor racing, but not in World Superbikes. One of my personal favourite circuits, really looking forward to getting back there in the centre of France. We've had in 35 seasons so far, no fewer than 9 title wins at Magny-Cours for 6 different riders, including 3 for Jonathan Rea of his 6 so far, and of course the 2 title wins of my mate James Toseland, both came there in 2004 and 2007, as I'm sure he will remind us. Now, Toprak Razgatlioglu, it's last chance saloon really to reduce Alvaro Bautista's championship lead. He's had 6 wins at Magny-Cours, which is his joint best circuit on the whole calendar, along with Donington Park in the UK. But he really does need to take points, in my opinion, out of Bautista in every single race. Otherwise, that title could be won by the Ducati rider, also by as early as Aragon in Spain at the very next round. Toprak, of course, won his very first 2 races there at Magny-Cours on the Pichetti Kawasaki by overtaking Jonathan Rea twice in race 1 and the sprint race from 16th on the grid back in 2019. Andrea Iannone, massive talking point. Gigi Deligna at the Catalan Grand Prix this past weekend has confirmed that the 2016 Austrian MotoGP winner will be on the World Superbike grid next year. As far as I'm aware, it's a done deal with Go 11 Ducati, although the actual official confirmation of the team is yet to come. But in Deligna's words, and of course he is the big boss, he said, you know, he has big talent, but also a big heart. From what I remember of him in the MotoGP paddock when I was working there in 2014, a bit of an unusual character, if I'm really honest, but clearly an incredible talent on the bike. If he has the materials, could he even be a contender for race wins? I personally think it's going to be very difficult, but I'd be happy to be proven wrong. Now, the World Superbike teams have been testing at Motorland Aragon, and of course that's important because we are racing there just a couple of weeks after Magny-Cours. And 3 riders, Jonathan Rea, Alvaro Bautista and Danilo Petrucci, were all underneath the race lap record. Now, Petrux, of course, has been struggling this season on a qualifying tyre with a light fuel load. That's something he much improved with at the Aragon test. That's brilliant for Superpole and also for those sprint races, which we know he struggled with so far this season. He's described it as being like a bar fight, hasn't he? Jonathan Rea and Alex Lowes with the Kawasakis, they've now used up all 10 of their test days allocations, I believe, so far this season. Looking for better acceleration and greater top speed. And I believe after Magny-Cours for the Aragon round, they're going to be bringing in probably a new crankshaft to make better use of those extra revs they have. Of course, 500 up from how they started the season. Ducati have gone the other way, and they've been trying different gearing in order to compensate for not hitting the rev limiter too soon, as they've obviously lost 500 revs. Watch out also for Adrian Huertas. He was there testing the Kawasaki Superbike. Definitely a star of the future. Definitely, in my opinion, a Kawasaki World Superbike rider of the future as well. And let's bear in mind that Magny-Cours, we had identical time set for pole position last year between Toprak Razgatlioglu and Jonathan Rea. And if that happens, it goes to the second best times. It's not the first rider to set the time, as we've seen in the past in Formula 1, where we had Frentzen, Villeneuve and Schumacher, if you remember, at Jerez in 1997. All 3 of them, amazingly, set an identical time. In World Superbike and indeed in MotoGP, it goes to the second best time. So it's always a good idea to get in a quick time, a banker lap, as we call it, at the start of qualifying, just in case that were to happen. And also, of course, there's always a cloud or two hanging over Magny-Cours in September. So try and get your banker lap in because you never know if rain is on the horizon. Finally, and unfortunately, even if the sun shines at Magny-Cours this weekend, there will definitely be a cloud hanging over the French round following the awful and very untimely loss last week of 56-year-old Paul Bird, a legendary name, of course, in motorcycle racing, whether it's in World Superbikes, MotoGP, the roads with the Isle of Man TT and other events, but not least, of course, the British Superbike Championship. That's been a shock all across the British Superbike community, and we take our chance to pay tribute to Paul Bird. I can't say I knew Paul that well, but in the season I did the MCN reporting for British Superbike between other reporters in 2019, I always found him a very pleasant guy, easy to get along with. He said it like it was, which is more than can be said for a lot of people in motorbike racing, and clearly a horrible shock for everybody involved, not just at Paul Bird Motorsport, but more importantly for Paul's friends and family. And so I'm sure we'll be thinking a lot about him across this MagniCore weekend.